This is a sneak peek into the near future at the kind of robots that may be a part of life. 11-year-old Haley Tutt drove 2.5 hours with her family to get here.
Not many girls and kids are in robotics.
The University of Southern California is trying to change that by hosting a robotics open house every year. Students from first grade through high school and beyond are invited to look inside the labs and see the latest research on robotics.
You have to tilt this way first.
We feel that if the kids can actually see the robots, hear the PhD students and the faculty members talk about what their research is and why it's important, how robots benefit society, we see through experience that the kids get really excited.
The hope is that excitement will motivate young students, especially girls, to learn how to code.
Coding's like the necessary second language that everybody, especially this generation, is going to need. You know that there's fewer people, especially women, majoring in computer science in college now than there were 30 years ago. And there's so many jobs.
So this knows if your hand is very close to it.
Not seeing the real-life applications of computer science may be one reason why fewer women choose this subject.
Some of the reasoning or research behind this.
That was the case for Caitlin Claybaugh, who was studying fine arts and never thought about computer science until she saw how relevant it is to helping people by using creativity.
When there is a clear application to a real human usage, and it's sort of bridged the gap for me, right? I was interested in the arts, I was interested in all these things, and then I found that I could create with computer science.
Now she researches how a social companion robot like this can help children with autism.
Definitely focusing on special needs is very special to me. I've struggled with dyslexia my entire life.
Dispelling the myth that coding and computer science is a lonely pursuit is another way to attract girls. Tot learned how social robots can be when she joined a team that builds robots and competes against other teams.
To me, this is a great way to meet new people, learn more, and just have your creativity flow out.
Exposure to robotics and computer science at a young age is critical to fostering an interest in college, but not every school has the resources.
They don't maybe have enough robotics equipment, or maybe they have teachers that are a little uncomfortable teaching computer science.
USC works with area schools, its teachers and students to try and fill the gap in hopes of attracting underrepresented students, including girls, to choose computer science in college. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.